Moist, about 2 minutes. Transfer to a plate and season with salt and pepper. Carefully wipe the pan with a paper towel and return to medium heat. Add tortilla and cook on both sides until warmed through, about 1 minute. Leaving tortilla in the pan, top half of it with cheese and then with eggs. Fold the other half over to form a quesadilla. Cook on both sides until heated through, 1 minute longer. Transfer to a cutting board, cut in half, and serve. Mix 2 servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 280 calories, 17 grams fat, 7 grams saturated fat, 18 grams protein, 13 grams carbohydrate, 1 gram fiber, 580 milligrams sodium. Thai shrimp soup. Prep time, 10 minutes. Cook time, 30 minutes. This tangy, spicy soup is made with classic Thai ingredients that are easy to find. Look for both chili garlic sauce and Asian fish sauce in the specialty foods section of most large supermarkets. If you have leftovers, simply whisk while reheating. 4 cups lower sodium chicken broth, 4 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 2 scallions, white and green parts thinly sliced and kept separate, 1 1-inch piece fresh ginger, thinly sliced, 1 serrano or jalapeno pepper, quartered lengthwise, 1 14-ounce can light coconut milk, 1 pound large shrimp, peeled and deveined, 2 plum tomatoes, quartered and chopped with juices, 2 teaspoons chili garlic sauce, 2 teaspoons Asian fish sauce. In a large saucepan, combine broth, lemon juice, scallion whites, ginger, and pepper. Bring to a gentle simmer over medium-high heat. Cover, reduce heat to medium-low, and simmer gently for 20 minutes. Stir in coconut milk. It will appear curdled at first. Then add shrimp, tomatoes, and their juices, chili garlic sauce, and fish sauce. Return to a simmer and cook until shrimp are opaque and cooked through, about 3 minutes. Remove the pan from the heat, divide soup among 4 bowls, and sprinkle with scallion greens. Makes 4 2-cup servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 262 calories, 11 grams fat, 6 grams saturated fat, 30 grams protein, 12 grams carbohydrate, 1 gram fiber, 616 milligrams sodium. Variation. Try a combination of shrimp, scallops, and salmon in place of shrimp alone. This recipe can also be prepared for Phase 1 meals. Roasted tomato soup. Prep time, 10 minutes. Cook time, 55 minutes. The rich, rustic flavor of this soup comes from slow roasting the tomatoes. You can do other things while they're in the oven. If you like a little sweetness, add a touch of sugar substitute when adjusting your seasonings. If you're on phase 2 or 3, add whole wheat tortellini for a satisfying entree. 2.5 pounds plum tomatoes, cut in half lengthwise. 1 medium onion, diced. 4 garlic cloves, smashed and peeled. 1 tablespoon dried basil. 1 teaspoon dried oregano. 1/4 teaspoon salt. Freshly ground black pepper. 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil. 1 cup vegetable broth. Heat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a baking pan with parchment paper. Arrange tomatoes, cut side up, on the pan. Scatter onion and garlic in a single layer around tomatoes. Sprinkle tomatoes, onion, and garlic with basil, oregano, salt, and pepper to taste. Drizzle with oil. Bake on the middle rack of the oven until tomatoes are golden on the bottoms and start to collapse, about 40 minutes. Remove from the oven and carefully transfer the contents of the pan to a blender. Add 1/2 cup of the broth and puree until smooth. Transfer pureed mixture to a medium saucepan. Stir in remaining 1/2 cup broth and bring to a simmer over medium heat. Remove the pan from the heat and season soup with additional salt and pepper if desired. Serve warm. Mix 4 1-1/4-cup servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 100 calories, 4 grams fat, 0.5 grams saturated fat, 3 grams protein, 15 grams carbohydrate, 4 grams fiber, 164 milligrams sodium. This recipe can also be prepared for Phase 1 meals. Easy South Beach Diet Soups for Phases 2 and 3. These easy soups for phases 2 and 3 include a number of foods like melon, soba and whole wheat noodles, sweet potatoes, carrots, and even a touch of dry sherry in the bisque, which you can now enjoy. Great for lunch or dinner, some of these soups are hearty enough to make a meal in themselves, with a big green salad, of course, while others make delicious starters to a light meal. Asian Chicken Noodle Soup. In a large saucepan, heat 2 teaspoons extra virgin olive oil over medium heat. Add 3 thinly sliced scallions, 2 diced celery stalks, and 2 minced garlic cloves. Cook, stirring occasionally, until softened, about 7 minutes. Stir in 1 pound diced boneless skinless chicken breasts, 2 cups shredded Napa cabbage, and a pinch of salt. Add 5 cups lower sodium chicken broth. Bring to a simmer and cook for 5 minutes. Increase heat and bring broth to a low boil. Then add 4 ounces soba noodles. Cook until noodles are tender, about 5 minutes. Stir in 1 tablespoon low-sodium soy sauce, 2 teaspoons sesame oil, and 2 teaspoons chili garlic sauce. Serve hot. Chilled melon soup with mint. In a blender, puree 5 cups chopped honeydew melon until smooth. Add 1 large peeled and chopped cucumber, 1/2 cup low-fat or non-fat plain yogurt, 2 roughly chopped scallions, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, and 2 teaspoons freshly grated lemon zest. Puree until smooth. Transfer to a covered container and refrigerate until chilled. Serve cold with a sprinkling of chopped fresh mint. Creamy Mushroom and Leek Soup. In a large saucepan, heat 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil over medium heat. Add 2 sliced medium leeks, 2 thinly sliced garlic cloves, 1 teaspoon dried thyme, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and a generous pinch of cayenne. Cook, stirring occasionally until softened, about 7 minutes. Stir in 1 tablespoon whole wheat flour. Reduce heat to low and cook, stirring, until lightly browned, about 3 minutes. Add 1 pound sliced mushrooms and 3 cups lower sodium chicken broth. Bring to a simmer and cook for 10 minutes. Transfer 1/2 of the soup to a blender and puree until smooth. Return soup to pan, add 1/4 cup reduced fat sour cream, and stir to combine. Return to a simmer, adjust seasonings, and serve hot. Hearty minestrone. In a large saucepan, heat 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil over medium heat. Add 1 chopped small onion, 1 diced carrot, 2 diced celery stalks, 3 minced garlic cloves, 1 teaspoon crumbled dried Italian seasoning blend, and a generous pinch of freshly ground black pepper. Cook, stirring occasionally, until softened, about 7 minutes. Add 3 1/2 cups lower sodium chicken broth, 4 cups chopped spinach leaves, and 1 cup thawed frozen mixed vegetables, such as cauliflower, green beans, zucchini, and/or broccoli. Bring to a simmer, add 1/2 cup whole wheat ditalini, or small shell pasta, and cook until vegetables are tender and pasta is al dente. Season with salt and additional pepper to taste. Sprinkle each serving with 1 tablespoon freshly grated Parmesan cheese and serve hot. Lobster bisque. In a large saucepan, heat 2 tablespoons vegetable oil over medium heat. Add 1 small finely chopped onion, 2 diced celery stalks, 1 teaspoon crumbled dried thyme, and a generous pinch of salt and freshly ground black pepper. Cook, stirring occasionally, until softened, about 7 minutes. Stir in 2 tablespoons whole wheat flour. Cook, stirring constantly, until lightly browned, about 3 minutes. Stir in 3 1/2 cups lower sodium chicken broth, 1/2 cup tomato puree, and 1/4 cup dry sherry. Bring to a simmer, reduce heat to low, cover, and cook for 10 minutes. Add 1 pound shelled lobster tails, cut into 1-inch pieces. Simmer, covered, until lobster is opaque, about 6 minutes. Stir in 1¼ cups 1% milk, 1 chopped plum tomato, 2 tablespoons finely chopped fresh parsley, 1 teaspoon paprika, and 1/4 teaspoon hot pepper sauce. Bring to a simmer and serve hot. Root vegetable soup. Cut 3/4 pound celery root, 3/4 pound turnips, and 1/2 pound carrots into 1/2 inch pieces. Place vegetables in a large saucepan and cover with 5 to 6 cups lower sodium chicken broth. Add 1/4 teaspoon crumbled dried thyme and a pinch of salt. Bring to a low boil and cook until vegetables are very tender, about 25 minutes. Transfer soup in batches to a blender and puree until smooth. Return to the pan, stir in 1/4 cup reduced fat sour cream, and bring to a simmer just to heat through. Adjust seasonings and serve hot. Sweet carrot cumin soup. In a large saucepan, heat 1½ tablespoons extra virgin olive oil over medium heat. Add 1 chopped small onion and 2 thinly sliced garlic cloves. Cook, stirring occasionally, until softened, about 7 minutes. Add 1¾ pounds thinly sliced carrots, 2 teaspoons ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon red pepper flakes, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Stir to coat. Cook, stirring occasionally, for 10 minutes longer. Add 2 cups lower sodium chicken broth and 1 cup water. Bring to a simmer and cook until carrots are tender, 10 to 12 minutes. Transfer soup in batches to a blender and puree until smooth. Return to the pan and bring to a simmer to heat through. Adjust seasonings and serve hot with a teaspoon of reduced-fat sour cream per serving, if desired. Sweet potato soup. In a large saucepan, heat 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil over medium heat. Add 1 chopped small onion, 2 thinly sliced garlic cloves, 2 teaspoons grated fresh ginger, 1 teaspoon dried thyme, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and a generous pinch of freshly ground black pepper. Cook, stirring occasionally, until softened, about 7 minutes. Meanwhile, pierce 2 medium unpeeled sweet potatoes all over with a fork. Cook in a microwave until tender, about 10 minutes. Cool briefly, peel, and add flesh to the pan. Add 1½ cups lower sodium chicken broth and 1 cup 1% milk. Bring to a simmer, stirring occasionally, then simmer for 5 minutes. Transfer soup, in batches, to a blender and puree until smooth. Return to the pan and heat through. Adjust seasonings and serve hot. Sweet potato vichyssoise. Pierce 2 medium unpeeled sweet potatoes all over with a fork. Cook in a microwave until tender, about 10 minutes. Meanwhile, in a large saucepan, heat 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil over medium heat. Add 2 chopped medium leeks, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and a generous pinch of freshly ground black pepper. Cover and cook until leeks are softened, about 5 minutes. Remove potatoes from microwave, cool briefly, then scrape out the flesh and add to the pan. Add 1 cup lower sodium chicken broth. Bring to a simmer and cook for 3 minutes. Remove from the heat and let cool briefly. Transfer to a blender and puree for 1 minute. Add 1 cup 1% milk and puree until smooth. Transfer soup to a covered container and refrigerate until chilled. Sprinkle each serving with chopped chives and serve cold. Turkey noodle soup. In a large saucepan, heat 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil over medium heat. Add 1 chopped small onion, 1 diced carrot, 1 diced celery stalk, 1 teaspoon crumbled dried Italian seasoning blend, and a pinch of cayenne. Cook, stirring occasionally, until softened, about 7 minutes. Add 1 minced garlic clove, stir, and cook 1 minute longer. Add 1 pound diced turkey cutlets and a pinch of salt and freshly ground black pepper. Stir to combine. Add 5 cups lower sodium chicken broth, bring to a simmer, and cook for 5 minutes. Increase heat to bring broth to a low boil, then add 4 ounces spelt or whole wheat noodles. Cook until noodles are tender, about 5 minutes. Adjust seasonings and serve hot. Escarole and turkey sausage soup. Prep time, 15 minutes. Cook time, 30 minutes. Escarole is a hearty green that is just as delicious served raw in salads as it is cooked into soups or sautéed with olive oil and fresh lemon juice. Meatball lovers can replace the sausage with mini chicken or turkey meatballs made with lean white meat. 8 ounces low-fat sweet Italian turkey or chicken sausages. 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil. 1 medium onion, finely chopped. 1/2 teaspoon dried rosemary, crumbled. Salt. 1 garlic clove, minced. 1 10 to 12 ounce head escarole, cut crosswise into 1/2 inch strips, washed, and spun dry. 3 1/4 cups lower sodium chicken broth. Lightly coat a large, heavy-bottomed non-stick saucepan with cooking spray and heat over medium-high heat. Add sausages and reduce heat to medium. Cook, turning occasionally, until browned on all sides, 8 to 10 minutes. Transfer sausages to a cutting board. Add oil to the pan and heat over medium heat. Add onion, rosemary, and a generous pinch of salt and cook, stirring occasionally, until onion is softened. About 6 minutes. Stir in garlic and cook 2 minutes longer. Meanwhile, cut sausages in half lengthwise, then cut widthwise into 1/2 inch pieces. Add escarole to the pan, in batches if necessary, and stir just until wilted. Add sausage and broth, bring to a simmer, and cook until heated through, about 2 minutes. Serve warm. Makes 4 1-1/2 cup servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 182 calories, 11 grams fat, 1 gram saturated fat, 15 grams protein, 8 grams carbohydrate, 3 grams fiber, 513 milligrams sodium. This recipe can also be prepared for Phase 1 meals. Creamy Chicken Florentine Soup. Prep time, 15 minutes. Cook time, 25 minutes. Reduced-fat cream cheese adds richness to this quick chicken soup. To save time, purchase chopped frozen spinach rather than whole leaves. 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 1 small onion, finely chopped, 2 garlic cloves, thinly sliced, 1/8 teaspoon salt, 1/8 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 2 6-ounce boneless, skinless chicken breasts cut into 1-inch cubes, 1 10-ounce package frozen chopped spinach, thawed, well-drained, 2 ounces reduced-fat cream cheese, cubed, 3 cups lower-sodium chicken broth. In a medium, heavy-bottomed saucepan, heat oil over medium heat. Add onion, garlic, salt, and pepper. Cook, stirring occasionally, until onion is softened, about 7 minutes. Add chicken and spinach, stir for 1 minute, add cream cheese and stir until melted. Add broth, bring to a simmer, and simmer until chicken is cooked through, about 5 minutes. Serve warm. Makes 4 1-1/4 cup servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 197 calories, 7 grams fat, 2 grams saturated fat, 24 grams protein, 6 grams carbohydrate, 1 gram fiber, 615 milligrams sodium. This recipe can also be prepared for Phase 1 meals. Sun-dried tomato and feta stuffed chicken breasts. Prep time, 20 minutes. Cook time, 25 minutes. Deceptively simple, this tasty chicken dish works just as well for company as it does on a busy weeknight. Make extra for lunch or dinner the next day. Thinly slice the chicken and serve it cold over simply dressed salad greens, or roughly chop the chicken and toss it with fresh spinach, a little olive oil, and warm whole wheat pasta. 1/3 cup reduced-fat feta cheese, 2 sun-dried tomatoes from a jar, finely chopped, 1 garlic clove, minced, 1/2 teaspoon dried basil, freshly ground black pepper, 4 6-ounce boneless, skinless chicken breasts, salt, 2 teaspoons extra virgin olive oil. Heat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. In a small bowl, combine cheese, tomatoes, garlic, and basil. Season with pepper and mash together well with a fork. butterfly chicken by carefully slicing horizontally along the long edge of each breast, 3/4 of the way through. Open up each breast and spread inside with 1/4 of the feta mixture. Close breast over filling and press edges together to seal. Season lightly with salt and pepper. In a large oven-proof skillet, heat oil over medium-high heat. Add chicken and cook until browned on both sides, about 2 minutes per side. Transfer skillet to oven and cook until chicken is cooked through, about 20 minutes. Remove from oven and serve warm. Makes 4 servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 232 calories, 6 grams fat, 2 grams saturated fat, 42 grams protein, 1 gram carbohydrate, 0 grams fiber, 326 milligrams sodium. This recipe can also be prepared for phase 1 meals. Stir-fried chicken with soba noodles. Prep time, 20 minutes. Cook time, 15 minutes. Try celery or bell peppers in place of mushrooms here for variety. 4 ounces soba noodles. 1 1/2 pounds boneless, skinless chicken breasts cut crosswise into 1/2-inch slices. 4 scallions, white and green parts, thinly sliced and kept separate. 3 garlic cloves, thinly sliced. 1 teaspoon grated fresh ginger. 1/2 teaspoon red pepper flakes. Salt. 1 tablespoon lower sodium soy sauce. 2 teaspoons sesame oil. 1 teaspoon vegetable oil. 1 1-pound head Napa cabbage, thinly sliced. 6 ounces button mushrooms, trimmed and quartered. 2 tablespoons water. 2 teaspoons fresh lemon juice. Bring a large saucepan of water to a boil. Cook noodles according to package directions. While noodles are cooking, in a medium bowl, combine chicken with scallion whites, garlic, ginger, and pepper flakes. Season lightly with salt. Drain noodles and transfer to another medium bowl. Add scallion greens, soy sauce, and sesame oil. Toss to combine. Season lightly with salt. In a large nonstick skillet or wok, heat vegetable oil over medium-high heat. Add chicken and cook, stirring constantly until just cooked through, 4 to 5 minutes. Transfer chicken to a plate. Return the pan to the heat. Add cabbage, mushrooms, and water. Cook, stirring, until vegetables are wilted, about 4 minutes. Return chicken and noodles to pan, stir, and cook to heat through, about 1 minute. Toss with lemon juice and serve warm. Makes 4 servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 359 calories, 6 grams fat, 1 gram saturated fat, 46 grams protein, 29 grams carbohydrate, 4 grams fiber, 349 milligrams sodium. Chicken and lentil stew. Prep time, 15 minutes. Cook time, 25 minutes. This hearty, quick-cooking stew tastes as if it had been simmered for hours. Double the recipe, it freezes beautifully. 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil. 1 small onion, finely chopped. 2 garlic cloves, minced. 1/4 teaspoon dried basil. 1/4 teaspoon dried oregano. 1/8 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. Salt. 1 tablespoon tomato paste. 1 pound boneless, skinless chicken breasts, cut crosswise into 1/2-inch slices. 1 15-ounce can lentils, drained and rinsed. 1 14.5-ounce can diced tomatoes with juices, 3/4 cup lower sodium chicken broth, 4 ounces baby spinach, 4 cups. In a medium saucepan, heat oil over medium heat. Add onion, garlic, basil, oregano, pepper, and a pinch of salt. Reduce heat to medium-low and cook, stirring occasionally, 4 minutes. Stir in tomato paste and cook 3 minutes longer. Stir in chicken and cook for 1 minute. Add lentils, tomatoes, and their juices, and broth. Bring to a gentle simmer. Reduce heat to low, cover, and cook until chicken is cooked through, 7 to 10 minutes. Stir in spinach, cover, and cook 1 minute longer, or until spinach wilts. Season with salt and pepper to taste, and serve warm. Make 6 1-cup servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 311 calories, 4 grams fat, 1 gram saturated fat, 32 grams protein, 36 grams carbohydrate, 17 grams fiber, 326 milligrams sodium. This recipe can also be prepared for phase 1 meals. Herb-breaded turkey cutlets with mushrooms. Prep time, 15 minutes. Cook time, 16 minutes. Look for whole wheat Italian breadcrumbs, which are flavored with herbs, in the natural foods section of your supermarket or at a health food store. Or use plain whole wheat breadcrumbs and add any combination of dried basil, marjoram, thyme, and rosemary. 1 1/2 pounds turkey cutlets. 3 garlic cloves, minced. Salt. Freshly ground black pepper. 1 large egg, lightly beaten. 2 tablespoons 1% milk. 1 cup whole wheat herb-flavored Italian breadcrumbs. 4 tablespoons chopped parsley. 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil. 1 pound button mushrooms trimmed and quartered. Coat turkey cutlets with 2/3 of the garlic and lightly season with salt and pepper. In a large, shallow bowl, whisk together egg and milk. Spread breadcrumbs on a large plate. Dredge cutlets in egg mixture, then dredge both sides lightly in breadcrumbs, pressing to make sure the crumbs stick. Coat a large nonstick skillet with cooking spray and heat over medium heat. Cook cutlets, in batches if necessary, until lightly browned and crisp, about 2 minutes per side. Transfer to a plate, sprinkle with 2 tablespoons of the parsley, and loosely cover with foil to keep warm. Add oil to the skillet and heat over medium-high heat. Add mushrooms, remaining garlic, and remaining 2 tablespoons parsley. Season lightly with salt and pepper. Cook, stirring, until mushrooms are tender, about 4 minutes. Remove the pan from the heat. Transfer cutlets to 4 plates and top with warm mushrooms. Makes 4 servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 230 calories, 4 grams fat, 0.5 grams saturated fat, 40 grams protein, 8 grams carbohydrate, 3 grams fiber, 170 milligrams sodium. Halibut with butter bean and vegetable ragu. Prep time, 10 minutes. Cook time, 10 minutes. Butter beans, a smaller cousin of lima beans, add a decidedly creamy texture to this dish. If you can't find them, use limas instead. We prefer vine-ripened tomatoes, sold in most supermarkets, as they tend to be juicier than the average beefsteak variety. To save time, ask the fish seller to skin your halibut fillets for you. 2 teaspoons extra virgin olive oil, 1 medium onion, chopped, 2 garlic cloves, crushed, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/8 teaspoon dried basil, 1/8 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 2 medium tomatoes, chopped, 1 cup frozen peas, thawed, 1 15-ounce can butter beans, rinsed and drained, 4 6-ounce pieces skinned halibut fillet. Heat the oven to broil. In a medium saucepan, heat 1 teaspoon of the oil over medium heat. Add onion, garlic, salt, basil, and pepper. Reduce heat to medium-low and cook, stirring occasionally, 4 minutes. Stir in tomatoes and peas, cover, and cook 4 minutes longer. Stir in beans, cover, and cook 2 minutes longer. Remove pan from heat and leave covered to keep warm. While ragu is cooking, place halibut fillets on a broiler pan, season with salt and pepper, and brush with remaining 1 teaspoon oil. Broil until opaque and cooked through, 6 to 8 minutes. Divide ragu among 4 serving plates. Serve fish warm on top of ragu. Makes 4 servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 304 calories, 7 grams fat, 1 gram saturated fat, 42 grams protein, 22 grams carbohydrate, 6 grams fiber, 547 milligrams sodium. This recipe can also be prepared for phase 1 meals. Shrimp and scallop sauté. Prep time, 10 minutes. Cook time, 5 minutes. This super quick dinner entree is great any time of the year. For a change of pace, try cilantro, oregano, basil, or thyme instead of parsley. Serve the seafood over wilted greens or toss with brown or wild rice. 3/4 pound sea scallops. 3/4 pound large shrimp, peeled and deveined. 3 garlic cloves, minced. Salt. Freshly ground black pepper. 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil. 2 teaspoons fresh lemon juice. 2 teaspoons finely grated lemon zest. 1 tablespoon freshly chopped parsley. In a large bowl, combine scallops, shrimp, garlic, and a pinch of salt and pepper. Toss until seafood is well coated. In a large skillet, heat oil over medium-high heat. Add seafood mixture and cook, stirring frequently, until shrimp turn pink and scallops are just cooked through, 3 to 4 minutes. Transfer to a large serving bowl, add lemon juice and zest, and stir well. Sprinkle with parsley and serve warm. Makes 4 servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 195 calories, 6 grams fat, 1 gram saturated fat, 30 grams protein, 4 grams carbohydrate, 0 grams fiber, 326 milligrams sodium. This recipe can also be prepared for phase 1 meals. Sliced beef with bell pepper, onion, and snow peas. Prep time, 20 minutes. Cook time, 20 minutes. The combination of bell pepper, onion, and peas brings a delicious sweetness to this Chinese-style dish. A red or yellow bell pepper can be used in place of the green. 1.5 pounds top round steak, about 3/4 inch thick, well trimmed. Salt, freshly ground black pepper, 1 teaspoon extra virgin olive oil, 1 large green bell pepper, thinly sliced, 1 medium onion, thinly sliced, 1 garlic clove, minced, 6 ounces snow peas, strings removed, thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons water, 1 tablespoon low-sodium soy sauce. Season steak with salt and black pepper. Lightly coat a large non-stick skillet with cooking spray and heat over medium-high heat. Add steak and cook for 4 minutes per side for medium rare. Remove from heat. Transfer steak to a cutting board and let sit for 5 minutes before slicing. Meanwhile, in the same pan, heat oil over medium-high heat. Add bell pepper, onion, and garlic. Cook, stirring constantly, 5 minutes. Add peas and water. Cover the pan and cook, stirring occasionally, until vegetables are softened, about 5 minutes. Uncover, add soy sauce, and cook 30 seconds longer. Add sliced steak to pan and toss briefly, just to heat through. Serve warm. Makes 4 servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 333 calories, 15 grams fat, 6 grams saturated fat, 40 grams protein, 8 grams carbohydrate, 2 grams fiber, 312 milligrams sodium. This recipe can also be prepared for phase 1 meals. Pan-seared beef tenderloin with creamy peppercorn sauce. Prep time, 10 minutes. Cook time, 10 minutes. Freshly cracked black peppercorns serve double duty in this satisfying entree. First, they're rubbed into the meat for flavor. Then, the peppercorns left in the pan after cooking the steaks give body and kick to the sauce. If you don't have a spice grinder or an extra coffee grinder for grinding spices, purchase cracked peppercorns or set your pepper grinder to the coarsest setting. Chicken or vegetable broth can be used in place of beef broth. 2 teaspoons whole black peppercorns. 4 6-ounce beef tenderloin steaks, about 1 inch thick, well trimmed. 1 garlic clove, cut in half lengthwise. Salt. 2 tablespoons lower sodium beef broth. 1/4 cup reduced fat sour cream. In a spice grinder, coarsely grind peppercorns. Rub steaks on both sides with cut side of garlic, then coat with pepper on both sides, pressing to adhere, and season lightly with salt. Discard the garlic. Lightly coat a large, heavy, or cast iron skillet with cooking spray and heat over medium-high heat. Add steaks and sear on both sides, about 1 minute per side. Continue to cook to desired doneness, about 3 minutes per side for medium rare. Transfer to a cutting board and let rest for 5 minutes. While steak is resting, return the pan to medium heat, add broth, and stir with a wooden spoon to scrape up any browned bits clinging to the pan. Stir in sour cream and remove the pan from the heat. Serve steaks warm with sauce drizzled on top. Makes 4 servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 284 calories, 13 grams fat, 5 grams saturated fat, 38 grams protein, 2 grams carbohydrate, 0 grams fiber, 188 milligrams sodium. This recipe can also be prepared for Phase 1 meals. South Beach Diet Wraps. Once you're on Phase 2 or 3, you can enjoy a protein and veggie-filled wrap made with a whole wheat tortilla. Have one for lunch or for a mid-morning or mid-afternoon snack, and account for the good carbs as you think about what other carbs you'll be eating that day. The scrambled New York breakfast wrap is a great option instead of cereal or an omelet for breakfast. Greek Veggie Wrap. Combine 6 cups chopped romaine lettuce, 1 cup halved cherry tomatoes, 1/2 cup crumbled reduced fat feta cheese, 1 thinly sliced small red onion, 1/4 cup pitted and roughly chopped Kalamata olives, 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar, and salt and freshly ground black pepper to taste. Divide mixture among 4 6-inch whole wheat tortillas. Roll up burrito style and serve. Pizza Wrap. Lay 4 6-inch whole wheat tortillas on a work surface. Spread each with 2 tablespoons pizza sauce or tomato sauce. Place 1 part-skim mozzarella stick in the center. Roll up burrito style and heat in a microwave until cheese melts, 30 seconds to 1 minute. Serve warm. Pressed Cuban Wrap. Lay 4 6-inch whole wheat tortillas on a work surface. Spread each with 1 tablespoon low-fat mayonnaise and 1 tablespoon stone-ground mustard. Top each with 1/4 of a thinly sliced large dill pickle, 2 slices ham, and 2 slices reduced-fat Swiss cheese. Roll up burrito style and press with the palm of your hand to flatten. Lightly coat a grill pan with cooking spray and heat over medium-high heat. Place 1 wrap on the pan and press with the back of a large spatula until bottom is golden, 1 to 2 minutes. Turn and cook on the other side until golden. Cook remaining wraps and serve warm. Reuben Wrap. Lay 4 6-inch whole wheat tortillas on a work surface. Spread each with 1 1/2 tablespoons Thousand Island dressing, return to salad dressing recipes, and 1 tablespoon stone ground mustard. Top each with 2 slices lean pastrami, 1/3 cup sauerkraut, and 1 slice reduced-fat Swiss cheese. Sprinkle with rye seeds if desired. Roll up burrito style and serve. Scrambled New York Breakfast Wrap. In a large nonstick skillet, heat 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil over medium heat. Add 1 thinly sliced medium onion and a pinch of salt and freshly ground black pepper. Cook, stirring occasionally, until just softened, about 5 minutes. Add 6 lightly beaten large eggs and allow to set for about 10 seconds. Sprinkle with 2 ounces diced smoked salmon and 2 ounces reduced-fat cream cheese, cut into small pieces. Scramble with eggs just until cheese melts, about 1 minute. Divide scramble among 4 6-inch whole wheat tortillas. Roll up burrito style and serve hot. Smoked Turkey and Asparagus Wrap. Lay 4 6-inch whole wheat tortillas on a work surface. Spread each with 1 1/2 tablespoons low-fat mayonnaise and 1 tablespoon stone ground mustard. Top each with 2 slices smoked turkey breast, 2 cooked asparagus spears, and 2 thin slices tomato. Season lightly with salt and freshly ground black pepper. Roll up burrito style and serve. Southwestern Steak Wrap. Rub 1 8-ounce flank steak with Southwest spice mix and grill or broil to medium rare. Transfer to a cutting board. Let rest for 5 minutes, then thinly slice. Lay 4 6-inch whole wheat tortillas on a work surface. Spread each with 1 tablespoon low-fat mayonnaise and sprinkle with 2 tablespoons chopped roasted red peppers from a jar. Top each with 1/4 of the steak slices and 1 cup chopped romaine lettuce. Roll up burrito style and serve. Spicy Niçoise Wrap. Combine 3 cups chopped red leaf lettuce, 2 6-ounce cans drained and flaked water-packed chunk light tuna, 2 peeled and chopped hard-boiled eggs, 1 chopped large tomato, 1/4 cup pitted and chopped Niçoise olives, 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar, and 2 teaspoons hot pepper sauce. Divide among 4 6-inch whole wheat tortillas. Roll up burrito style and serve. Quick lamb stew. Prep time, 20 minutes. Cook time, 35 minutes. Since boneless leg of lamb is a tender cut, it can be cooked much more quickly than typical lamb stew meat. Celeriac, also called celery root, makes a hearty addition here. 3 teaspoons extra virgin olive oil, 1 1/2 pounds boneless leg of lamb trimmed and cut into 1/2-inch pieces, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/8 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 2 medium carrots cut into 1/2-inch dice, 1 medium celeriac peeled and cut into 1/2-inch dice, about 3 cups, 1 medium onion chopped, 4 garlic cloves smashed and peeled, 2 teaspoons dried rosemary crumbled, 1 tablespoon tomato paste, 1/3 cup dry red wine, 1 28-ounce can whole peeled tomatoes with juices. In a large saucepan, heat 1 teaspoon of the oil over medium-high heat. Add lamb and sprinkle with salt and pepper. Cook, stirring occasionally, 6 minutes, or until lamb is lightly browned on the outside and slightly pink on the inside. Using a slotted spoon, transfer lamb to a plate. Add remaining 2 teaspoons oil to the pan and heat over medium-high heat. Add carrots, celeriac, onion, garlic, rosemary, and a pinch of salt and pepper. Cook, stirring frequently, until vegetables start to brown, about 5 minutes. Add tomato paste and cook, stirring, 1 minute longer. Add wine and cook 1 minute longer. Add tomatoes and their juices, breaking up tomatoes with a wooden spoon. Bring to a simmer, reduce heat to medium-low, and cook until vegetables are tender and flavors blended, about 20 minutes. Return lamb and any juices to the pan and cook just to heat through. Serve warm. Mix 4 servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 398 calories, 13 grams fat, 4 grams saturated fat, 39 grams protein, 28 grams carbohydrate, 6 grams fiber, 568 milligrams sodium. 2-bean chili con carne. Prep time, 10 minutes. Cook time, 25 minutes. 2 kinds of beans mean double the fiber in this wholesome beef chili. We chose black beans and pintos, but you can use cannellini or favas or whatever types you like best. 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 1 pound extra lean ground beef, 2 tablespoons chili powder, 1/4 teaspoon cayenne, 1 large green bell pepper, diced, 1 medium onion, chopped, 4 garlic cloves, minced, 2 teaspoons dried oregano, 1 tablespoon tomato paste, 2 14.5-ounce cans no salt added diced tomatoes with juices, 1 15-ounce can black beans, rinsed and drained, 1 15-ounce can pinto beans, rinsed and drained, 1 8-ounce can no salt added tomato sauce. In a large saucepan, heat oil over medium-high heat. Add beef, 1 tablespoon of the chili powder, and cayenne. Cook, stirring to break up meat, about 5 minutes, or until browned. Using a slotted spoon, transfer meat to a plate. Add pepper, onion, garlic, oregano, and remaining 1 tablespoon chili powder to the same saucepan. Cook over medium heat, stirring occasionally, until onion begins to soften, about 3 minutes. Stir in tomato paste, then add diced tomatoes and their juices, black beans, pinto beans, and tomato sauce. Cover and simmer for 10 minutes, stirring occasionally. Uncover, add cooked beef, and cook over medium heat until chili thickens, about 5 minutes. Serve warm. Makes 4 generous 1 1/2 cup servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 406 calories, 11 grams fat, 3 grams saturated fat, 35 grams protein, 38 grams carbohydrate, 12 grams fiber, 639 milligrams sodium. This recipe can also be prepared for phase 1 meals. Barley risotto. Prep time 5 minutes. Cook time 55 minutes. Just like classic risotto, this barley version is toothsome and creamy. Technique-wise, it's even easier than conventional risotto because it doesn't require as much stirring. This recipe is very adaptable. Add mushrooms if you like, or stir in a mix of fresh herbs at the end. 3 cups lower sodium chicken broth, 2 teaspoons extra virgin olive oil, 1 small onion, thinly sliced, 1/2 cup pearled barley, 1/4 cup freshly grated Parmesan cheese, 1/4 teaspoon salt, freshly ground black pepper. In a medium saucepan, bring broth to a simmer. Remove from the heat and cover to keep warm. Meanwhile, in a second medium heavy-bottomed saucepan, heat oil over medium heat. Add onion and barley. Stir to combine. Reduce heat to low and cook, stirring occasionally, until onion is softened and barley is lightly toasted, about 5 minutes. Add about 1/3 of the broth, bring to barely a simmer, and cook over very low heat, stirring occasionally, until broth is almost absorbed, about 12 minutes. Repeat with another cup of the broth, and then with the remaining cup of broth. Cooking time will be about 50 minutes total. Remove the pan from the heat and stir in Parmesan, salt, and pepper to taste. Serve warm. Makes 4 1/2 cup servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 166 calories, 5 grams fat, 2 grams saturated fat, 8 grams protein, 23 grams carbohydrate, 4 grams fiber, 279 milligrams sodium. Make ahead. Barley risotto freezes well for up to 1 month and reheats easily in the microwave. Baked sweet potato chips. Prep time 10 minutes. Cook time 17 minutes. These healthy low-fat chips get pizzazz with the addition of Italian seasoning. For hot chips, try Cajun seasoning or add minced garlic. 2 large sweet potatoes, 2 pounds. Sliced into 1/4-inch thick half moons. 2 teaspoons extra virgin olive oil. 1 tablespoon Italian seasoning. Salt. Freshly ground black pepper. Heat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. In a large bowl, toss potatoes with oil, Italian seasoning, and a pinch of salt and pepper. Spread in a single layer on 2 large baking sheets and bake for 10 minutes. With a spatula, turn slices over and continue baking until chips are golden, about 7 minutes longer. Serve warm. Makes 4 servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 216 calories, 2 grams fat, 0.5 grams saturated fat, 4 grams protein, 46 grams carbohydrate, 7 grams fiber, 197 milligrams sodium. Kale and turkey bacon gratin. Prep time 15 minutes. Cook time 30 minutes. Kale offers an abundance of nutrients, including fiber, vitamin C, vitamin B6, and beta-carotene. Its hearty texture makes it well-suited for a gratin. If you prefer, try other cooking greens, alone or in combination, such as Swiss chard, mustard, turnip, or dandelion. For a vegetarian version, simply skip the bacon. 1 1/4 pounds kale, thick stems stripped and tough ends removed, chopped, about 8 cups. 4 slices turkey bacon, cut into 1-inch pieces. 1 small onion, chopped. 2 garlic cloves, minced. 1/2 cup fat-free half and half. Freshly ground black pepper. 1/4 cup freshly grated Parmesan cheese. Heat the oven to broil. In a deep, oven-proof skillet, bring a few inches of water to a boil. Add kale and cook over medium-high heat until tender, about 6 minutes. Drain and pat dry. Wipe the skillet dry and return to medium-high heat. Add bacon and cook until crispy, 4 to 5 minutes. Transfer bacon to a plate. Add onion and garlic to the pan, reduce heat to medium, and cook, stirring, until onion is softened, about 7 minutes. Return bacon to the pan and add half and half. Bring to a simmer and cook until slightly reduced, about 5 minutes. Season with pepper to taste. Add kale and stir to combine. Sprinkle evenly with cheese. Broil for 2 to 3 minutes or until cheese is lightly browned. Mix 4 servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 151 calories, 6 grams fat, 2 grams saturated fat, 10 grams protein, 19 grams carbohydrate, 3 grams fiber, 348 milligrams sodium. This recipe can also be prepared for Phase 1 meals. South Beach Diet Favorite. Peanut butter and jelly cookies. Prep time, 15 minutes. Cook time, 14 minutes. Who would believe you can get such a delectable cookie out of such a simple process and with so few ingredients? That's right, there's no flour. The not-too-sweet, deep, nutty flavor is perfect for kids young and old. These cookies are so good that we need to remind you to limit yourself to 1 serving. 3/4 cup granular sugar substitute, 1 large egg, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 cup creamy trans-fat-free peanut butter, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1/4 cup sugar-free jam, any flavor. Heat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper. Mix sugar substitute, egg, and vanilla together with an electric mixer on low for 3 minutes. Add peanut butter and baking soda. Mix on medium until dough comes together, about 30 seconds. Form dough into 24 2-teaspoon balls and place on the baking sheet 1 inch apart. Gently press your thumb into the center of each to make an indentation. Fill each indentation with 1/2 teaspoon jam. Bake until lightly browned on the bottom, 12 to 14 minutes. Let cookies cool briefly on the pan, then transfer to a wire rack to cool completely. Mix 24, 2 per serving. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 140 calories, 11 grams fat, 2.5 grams saturated fat, 6 grams protein, 7 grams carbohydrate, 1 gram fiber, 210 milligrams sodium. South Beach Diet Favorite. South Beach Diet Tiramisu. Prep time, 20 minutes. Cook time, 20 minutes. Cool time, 30 minutes. A favorite Italian dessert, tiramisu, meaning pick-me-up, in reference to the espresso and cocoa it includes, makes a light yet rich finish to any meal. 6 large egg whites, 1/2 teaspoon cream of tartar, 1/8 teaspoon salt, 3/4 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/3 cup plus 2 teaspoons granular sugar substitute, 6 tablespoons whole grain pastry flour, 1/2 cup part skim ricotta cheese, 1/2 cup fat-free or light whipped topping, 1/4 cup strongly brewed decaffeinated espresso, 1/2 teaspoon unsweetened cocoa powder, mint sprigs for garnish, optional. Heat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Lightly coat an 8 by 8 inch baking pan with cooking spray. In a large bowl, with an electric mixer at high speed, beat egg whites, cream of tartar, and salt until soft peaks form, about 5 minutes. Add 1/2 teaspoon of the vanilla and beat to combine. Add 1/3 cup of the sugar substitute and beat until stiff peaks form. Sift 2 tablespoons of the flour over beaten egg whites and gently fold to incorporate. Repeat twice with remaining flour until all of the flour is incorporated. Pour batter into the pan and gently smooth the top. Bake, turning once halfway through, until cake is golden and a tester inserted into the center comes out clean, about 20 minutes. Cool completely. In a small bowl, combine ricotta, whipped topping, remaining 2 teaspoons sugar substitute, and remaining 1/4 teaspoon vanilla. Cut cake in half, vertically down the middle, to make 2 4x8-inch pieces. Place the halves on a flat work surface. Drizzle 2 tablespoons of the espresso onto each half. Spread half of the ricotta mixture onto one of the halves and dust with half of the cocoa powder. Top with remaining cake half. Spread the top with remaining ricotta mixture and dust with remaining cocoa powder. Using a serrated knife, gently cut cake crosswise into 4 slices and serve with mint sprigs for garnish, if using. Mix 4 servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 130 calories, 2.5 grams fat, 1.5 grams saturated fat, 10 grams protein, 13 grams carbohydrate, 0 grams fiber, 200 milligrams sodium. Coffee panna cotta. Prep time, 20 minutes. Cook time, 10 minutes. Chill time, 4 hours or overnight. A traditional chilled Italian dessert, panna cotta literally means cooked cream. Our version uses low-fat yogurt and fat-free half-and-half for a lighter take on the classic. If you like a stronger coffee flavor, use instant espresso powder in place of coffee powder. 1 cup low-fat plain yogurt, 3/4 teaspoon unflavored gelatin, 1/2 cup fat-free half-and-half, 3 tablespoons granular sugar substitute, 1 teaspoon instant coffee powder, 1/8 teaspoon vanilla. Lightly coat 4 6-ounce custard cups with cooking spray. Line a strainer with paper towels and set over a large bowl. Put yogurt into the strainer and let sit for 15 to 20 minutes, or until slightly thickened. Meanwhile, in a small saucepan, sprinkle gelatin over half and half. Let stand for 10 minutes. Bring to a gentle simmer over medium-low heat and cook, whisking constantly, until gelatin dissolves. Add sugar substitute, coffee powder, and vanilla. Continue whisking until sugar substitute dissolves. Remove from heat. Using a rubber spatula, scrape yogurt into a large bowl. Immediately add half-and-half mixture and stir well to combine. Divide mixture evenly among prepared custard cups. Cover and chill at least 4 hours or overnight. Serve chilled. Mix 4 servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 62 calories, 1 gram fat, 1 gram saturated fat, 4 grams protein, 8 grams carbohydrate, 0 grams fiber, 87 milligrams sodium. This recipe can also be prepared for Phase 1 meals. South Beach Diet Favorite. Creamy, dreamy strawberry vanilla shake. Prep time, 5 minutes. Frozen strawberries work like ice cubes to thicken and chill this irresistibly creamy shake. Since strawberries are available year-round, you can enjoy it anytime. 1 cup plain non-fat or low-fat yogurt, 1 cup 1% milk, 2 cups frozen strawberries, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. In a blender, puree yogurt, milk, strawberries, and vanilla until smooth. Serve cold. Makes 4 1-cup servings. Nutrition at a glance. Per serving, 90 calories, 1.5 grams fat, 1 gram saturated fat, 6 grams protein, 14 grams carbohydrate, 1 gram dietary fiber, 75 milligrams sodium. Variation. Use any berry and flavor extract you prefer. This has been a presentation of BBC Audiobooks America. The South Beach Diet, Supercharged. Faster weight loss and better health for life. Text copyright 2008 by Arthur Agatston, MD. All rights reserved. Production copyright 2008 by BBC Audiobooks America. All rights reserved.